Dr. Tori Robeson here, chiropractic practice success consultant, where I teach you how to go farther than you ever thought you could. You're listening to the Chiro Success Podcast.
I'm optimistic, positive, and excited about chiropractic. Excited about reaching people with my practice, changing the lives of thousands of people in my community. Of course, building an exceptional life of being productive, prosperous, and generous while filled with love, fitness, and fun. My purpose is to become a smarter, more powerful, capable, driven, and superior version of myself by ever increasing my awareness, knowledge, understanding, motivation. Sometimes we call that drive. Sometimes it's called inspiration. We're inspired. Of course, we're improving our hands-on skill, our communication skill, and our mastery in the art of exceptional living. What an incredible concept that is. The art of exceptional living. What a worthwhile pursuit that is. I mean, just to have an exceptional life. Isn't that the goal? Isn't that the whole thing? Isn't that the game? The game we're in is to have an incredible life. Or happy. And you know what's even better than being happy? Having joy. Being in a state of joy. And of course, feeling like you're accomplishing things and reaching people and that you're appreciated and that you're appreciating others. Every single podcast with me, guaranteed to do four things. Cause you to naturally attract more new and high-value patients. Make you more capable at motivating and persuading people. Empowering you to make smarter long-term decisions. Energizes you physically, mentally, and financially. We could add several more to that. And the first thing I want to take a few minutes on today, two topics today. I'm going to have a conceptual and a psychological topic and a very handy procedural topic that'll probably save you if you don't know how to do it. It's been a lifesaver for me and all Winner's Edge chiropractors. We'll see if this procedural tactic will be valuable for you. We'll get to that in a few minutes. But our training here is really designed to do this. I want you to really think about this. I'm just going to put it in the form of a question for you. This is going to be quite profound. No one's ever asked you this before. Ready? Are you able to fix your own problems? Are you able to fix your problems? Let's break down the four different areas of life. Let me grab a piece of paper here. Four key areas of life: love and relationships. Are you able to fix any problems in that particular category? Then we have your own personal health. Are you able to fix any problems you have there? Say if a person's a smoker, that's a problem. Some people can fix it and quit. Other people can't. They were unable to fix that problem. Lots of health problems. Diet problems, lack of exercise problems, all kinds of weird habits. Can you fix it? Have you fixed any health problems? Are there any health problems you're trying to fix right now? Any that you've been unable to fix? See, the highly, highly successful person can fix their problems. That's why they're successful, because they fix the problems. So they don't have very many problems. It's a famous story from back when Arnold Schwarzenegger was competing for Mr. Olympia. And he was unbelievable once. Back in the late 70s, approaching 1980. Someone was interviewing me and said, do you have any weak points, Arnold? And he goes, no, I had weak points. Now it's perfect. He fixed whatever physique problems he thought he had in his preparation for high-level competition. No, I had weak points. How's your practice doing? You have any practice problems? No, I had practice problems, but I fixed my treatment time, and I fixed my team, and I fixed my office, and I fixed my layout, and I fixed my fees, and I fixed my forms, and I fixed my soap note system, and I fixed what I wear, and I fixed my procedures. I fixed my care plans. I fixed my wellness plans. I fixed my banking. I fixed my accounting. I fixed my money flow. And thank God I met Tori, because he's the one that showed me how to fix everything. We talk about your career and your practice. There, I just listed a bunch. Can you fix any of these problems you have? The super successful chiropractors fixed them. That's why they're super successful. When we talk about money, draw a dollar sign right there. I love the way a pencil feels when you write on really good paper. I like to buy artist pads. And of course, I've got the Winner's Edge notebook that we get out to all of our new members. But I love the way a pencil feels when you draw or write or sketch or graph or do anything on really good paper. I love the way that feels. I bring that up because I was just drawing a dollar sign on this good paper. Ugh, I love the way that feels. But we're talking about money. Can you fix any money problems? Student loan is a big debt. That's a problem. Can you fix it? Can you fix it by earning and putting the system in place to make that student loan go to zero? Can you fix that problem? Here's the big financial problem. Are you able to put enough away into investments that they will earn enough passive income to replace your working income so you never have to work again? Can you solve that problem? That's why you work. That's why you went to school. That's the whole game. The whole game is to work, get good enough at something that people want to pay you for it. Get good enough at your money flow and your debt elimination, taxes, everything else. And you're investing so you can increase your assets to where they pay you passive income to the point where it covers all your bills. That's the game. That's my secret agenda. Tori's secret agenda is to show as many chiropractors as possible how to become successful in practice and have all the money flow in order using the Winner's Edge money flow system, investing strategy, and all of our cool stuff so that you start to increase your passive income so that you can have an exceptional life living on your own resources. I did a money Zoom earlier today. I did a money Zoom yesterday morning. Completely changes the course of someone's life. Of course, many high performers do many money Zooms, a two-hour high-level money training where we install the actual investing strategy in its latest form as of today, which is different than what it was 3 months ago, which is different than a year ago. Everything advances, everything becomes more refined, everything becomes better. Why? Because that's a problem I have to fix. I have to fix the problem of staying current. And I attack that. Okay? So let's come back to this. Can you fix your own problems? Or do you have a bunch of stuff hanging around in your life that you haven't fixed? Feel like you can't fix, don't know how to fix, unable to fix, too weak to fix, too lazy to fix, don't feel you deserve enough to fix it. See, it comes back to this. Some people do, some people don't. I don't know how you explain it. Some people get stuff done, some people don't. Okay? Sometimes I wonder if it boils down to this. A little sniffle here. I was out in the rain the other day walking my dog. It's weird when you're in Florida how cold 68 degrees feels. In Minneapolis, 50 degrees and you're sweating. You know, it's really weird how the temperature differences between different states affects you. It's really a unique thing. kind of enjoy having that. You know, I kind of enjoy having a dual life. I have a life in Minnesota and in sunny Florida simultaneously. I have a house, you might say, with a 1,300-mile-long hallway, so I'm in my own home. It's just a matter of what room I'm in. I'm either in the room that's in Minnesota or I'm in the rooms that are in Florida with a 1,300-mile hallway in between. But sometimes I wonder if it boils down to this one word, and that word is faith. Maybe some people don't get much done because they don't actually have faith that they can do it. Why is it I'll talk to a chiropractor that needs to work on their layout, and 8 months later we're still talking about fixing their layout? It's like a 3-day project. Or we'll talk about fees. A year later, their fees are the same. We'll talk about their treatment time. They're spending all this time with people. It's affecting their volume, destroying their collections, destroying their ability to pay off debt and invest and increase their lifestyle for them and their family and whoever they care about. And somehow, years later, there they are still spending all day with their people. Can't fix the problem. Make a declaration right now with me. Just say, I'm a person that can fix my own problems. Whatever it takes to fix it, I'm going to get it done. I'm going to fix any love and relationship things that need to be fixed. With friends, primary relationship, family things that are goofed up. And they can be goofed up in many ways. You know what I'm talking about. Maybe something's not squared away, or you need to say something that needs to be said to establish your position in a certain relationship. Fix it. It's okay. And we talk about your own health. What needs to be fixed? I've fixed all this stuff. My chiropractic frequency, how I fuel my body, the way I hydrate my body, my rest, my intermittent fasting. I hate alcohol. I've never done a drug. I've never had a cup of coffee ever in my life. Never smoked anything. I've never snorted anything, despite having all the money in the world to buy any such potential vices. I'm a clean machine. I'm the real high-performance deal. I love feeling good. That's my addiction. I love feeling really good. Like to wake up and feel good. Have full energy from the second I wake up all the way until I crash. I've had to figure a few things out. Get things fixed. And it comes to practice and business. Fixing problems. Fix your website. Fix your image. Fix your social media. What needs to be fixed? That's why we make checklists of stuff that needs to be fixed. I got to get stuff done. That's just another way of saying I got to fix some things. So we attack everything like it's a project. And we got to fix. We've got to modify. We've got to add. We've got to eliminate. You got to fix it. Okay, maybe I should do this. I just invented this. Check this out. Okay, we got Nike. Just do it. Not bad. You know what we could have here at Winner's Edge? Just fix it. Fix it already. Okay? All right. And of course, as it relates to money, fixing your money flow, fixing your tax paying system, fixing your accounts receivable, fixing your accounts payable, fixing your billing, fixing your payment arrangements. Fix it. There's nothing happening within the four walls of a chiropractic practice that I can't get on the phone with you and really explain what needs to be done to fix it. It's just a matter of whether or not you can accept that and realize that it's true. And then go ahead and have faith that it'll work. I know it'll work. I'm not going to give you any advice that I don't already know is going to work because I've done it 100, maybe 1,000 times. Someone asked me how many floor plans I've drawn. It's got to be over 1,000 now. 1,000 chiropractic office floor plans. I've done well over 100 money Zooms already. Many people doing more than one. Why? Because there's a problem that had to be fixed, and that is chiropractors don't know what to do with money so they can hold on to it and grow it so they can retire with dignity and affluence. That was a problem, and I decided to fix it. And we got it fixed. And ask anybody who's been on the money Zoom, they'll tell you we got it fixed. Okay? I'm out to fix stuff. And that's what I want you to do. I want you to look around and go, what do I need to fix around here? Okay? Be a person who can fix things. All right? And when do we fix it? We fix it now. Waiting is simply another form of quitting. Procrastination is another form of quitting. So we've got to get stuff done now. Let's talk about a procedural element here, even though I'd love to sit there and spend more time on how to fix things. Everything's a project. Each and every one of you, to me, is a project. You are a project. And I want to get my hands on you and have influence through video and live events and all of our stuff, okay, and turn you into something bigger. You're a project. Every human being, okay, to me, is a project. All right? Every office layout, that's a project. Getting the fees, that's a project. Everything's just a project. And you got to be good at starting and finishing projects. And on top of that, knowing which ones to go after and what order to attack the projects. I had a guy today looking at starting an office, hasn't really narrowed down a space. He's already worried about the contractor. Go, dude, you got to get close to signing a lease. You can't even care about a contractor because for all you know, the landlord is going to say, you have to use my contractor. So you don't waste any time on that topic until you get A done first. And then you move on to B and then C and then D. And down we go. Project after project after project. And a project is just another fancy word for something in front of you that you have to fix. I want to get better at fixing things myself. I want to be empowered. I want to become smarter, more aware. Through my reading and my study, my visualization, my hanging around real, real serious high performers from around the world. So then I can be more influential in a positive way to anybody I may come in contact with as, quote, Tori the chiropractor or Tori the consultant or just Tori the guy. Let's take a look at procedures now. There's a very unique problem that can happen. You have an initial care plan for a patient. Now, biologically, physiologically, anatomically, looking at the healing time of different tissues, ligament, tendon, muscle, bone, and nerve, for most things that the chiropractor is going to deal with, although there could be all kinds of things, I understand that. The kid with ear trouble, person with horrible migraine headaches, people with weird digestion issues, all kinds of things find their way into the chiropractor office, right? But fundamentally, for our sake of discussion here, we realize that a care plan of around 90 days is going to handle most things that are going to come in, at least to get them up to speed and prepare them for some sort of wellness. Now remember here, the pain and the problem are two different things. Gee, Tori, it's better today. No, it is the same. You just feel better. The pain is just less. The problem is the same. Your pain is just lower. We're going after the problem. The pain level will go up and it will go down. And if you think it's better today, okay, it won't be better for long. The inexperienced chiropractor, when the patient says, oh, it's better today, somehow they think it's just going to stay better. I know it's not. It's going to get worse again. And you're smart if you tell people that. Hey, that's good to know, but it's going to get worse again. It's going to go up and down and up and down as we go along the course of care. The pain is less, but the problem is the same. Oh, I fixed that guy in 3 visits. You didn't fix anything. You made some adjustments. The problem is still there. The pain is less, which is good. But of course, it still needs to be adjusted and it will always need to be adjusted. Okay, once you have a subluxation pattern in a spine, it'll be that way forever. Like my spine, my x-ray looks the same now as it did 25 years ago in chiro school or whatever. And I have the same areas that need to be adjusted more frequently than others. That's what I got. And that's what you got too. And you're lucky if you got some chiropractors that got it figured out. So when you need to get tuned up, they know exactly where to go and exactly what to do. And you're good to go in 60 seconds. 90 days. Now, sniffle time. Good sniffle. I feel great, though. A little bit of sniffle. It's okay. That's okay. So we have an initial care plan. And let's say the patient made a payment arrangement to make three payments. They needed to make some payments, so they're going to make three payments. But then guess what happens? They burn through their recommended number of visits. Let's say you recommended 24 visits. They burn through their 24 visits a little bit over the two-month mark. They come in three, four times a week, let's say. So they burn through their 24 visits, and they still have another payment coming up, so they owe you. And you're scared, because you're thinking, huh, if they get to the last visit and they leave, they could sit there and make one little phone call to their bank. And then when you go to run their card, okay, it doesn't work. And you can't find them and you can't chase them and you can't get them to pay. So we have a weird situation here where they burn through their visits and they still owe you, and you want to try to get them into a wellness program, but they still haven't paid for their initial plan. Here's what we do. It's going to seem simple. Maybe a lot of you know this. You certainly know this if you're in the Winner's Edge group. Like you always hear me say, I'd love to see you be in the Winner's Edge group. On top of our game right now. It's the best time to be in. Here's what you do. Using the Winner's Edge re-sign procedure, you get 24 visits. Four visits out from the end, we have a very specific procedure we follow, which is one of the most genius inventions in the Winner's Edge land, okay? But what we're going to do is we're going to work them into a wellness plan, and of course we already have all the wellness plans made for all of our clients. And what you're going to want to do is take their outstanding balance, say they still owe you $320. You're going to take the $320, add it to a block of 12. That fee, we'll just say, for example, that's $600. So they owe $920. Now you notice they only had one payment left that was $320. We add that to the block of 12 so they can come in once a month, and you spread their payment out, so now it's once a month. So if we do a little calculation here, let's take a look at our 920. 920 divided by 12, $77. So you say, let's do this. Let's get you a block of 12. That way you can come in every single month and your payment will only be 77. I don't know if I've ever had anybody not agree to do that. Because going from 320 to 77, you know how easy that looks and sounds? And it is easy for people. And they get to come and see you every month. It's almost like it's a good thing that they still owed you, because you use it as leverage to get them into a wellness plan and get them in the groove of enjoying chiropractic care for a long period of time. Okay? So we get them signed up. Okay? It's absolutely beautiful. And then we cruise along, and what happens then, watch this, looking into the future. This is kind of part of what we call the Winner's Edge Infinity Plan, another one of our inventions, where you have people come in and they're set up and they basically come in for forever unless they pass away or they move. But what happens now, watch this, after those 12 visits, they can get another block of 12 and it'll drop to like $50 a month. So they get to do the same thing and the price goes way down. It's like everything keeps getting warmer for them. It keeps getting easier. They feel like they're getting more for their money because they got behind. This is the way, see, this is an example of how I have fixed this problem and created a procedure that fixes this weird thing that happens when people still owe before the end, okay, of their plan, or they're not fully paid before their care plan ends. They burn through 24 visits and they still got another payment coming up. Or two, three, four, five payments if somehow you let them make 6 payments and they burn through all the visits in 3 months? How do you try to get someone to continue when they still owe? They're not going to add to that. That's the payment they could afford in the first place. So we take what they owe, add it to a block of 12. We spread the payments out to make the payments less. They continue care. You got them. They love it. Everybody wins. It's absolutely beautiful. So we have to have the way for new people to come in. We have to have an incredible consult, the way we explain chiropractic, the exam, any x-rays, what we call the Insta report. Then, of course, we go to our care plan system, the payment arrangement system, the office visit flow system. Then, of course, the re-exam system. Then we have our incredible Winner's Edge re-sign system that can accommodate goofy situations like this for individuals or families or couples or a personal injury case that's turning into cash or any of those scenarios. We got to be able to handle all 5 people coming in, all 5 different scenarios, all 5 different types of visits, okay? Work injury, car wreck, cash, insurance, Medicare. And it's a new one, a report, office visit, re-exam, re-sign. 5 different people, we do 5 different things. Another little Winner's Edge invention is that breakdown. To get it so simple, you sit there and say, hey man, I can become great at that, and you can. I want to help you become great. Take it from me, okay? When you fix all these things and you see your lifestyle expand, I'm telling you, it's worth it. This weekend, in 2 days from this recording, I'm gearing up right now for another tactical mission. I'll be taking the Cigarette 39 Top Gun Unlimited with Twin Mercury Racing 700s from TNT Marine Center in North Miami Beach, Florida, early on a Thursday morning, down past the port of Miami, past the cruise ships and the freighters, through an inlet called Government Cut, toward the Miami River. Then I will take a bead and a vector due south under the Rickenbacker Causeway. Then I'll take a vector west to a place called Grove Harbor Marina. And me, right around 60 other of the highest performance power boats in the world, will meet. We will have a driver's meeting, have some snacks, go over the rules of the road, the plan for the day, where we're headed, speeds, things to look out for, everything that's going to be important. And then the president of the Florida Powerboat Club will basically give the green light, and everyone will go and get in their hot rod boats, and we will migrate out. And once the helicopter arrives, the hammer will drop. And it will be thousands and thousands of horsepower smoking south through Biscayne Bay into the Florida Keys, through a place called Jewfish Creek to have lunch at Gilbert's in Key Largo. And then after we chill there, we will leave another 60, 70 miles south, southwest, to a place called Hawks Cay. We will spend 3 days there, hanging out, talking, visiting with super, super successful people from all around the world. The other day I had lunch with the guy. What does he do? He supplies mulch to Home Depot. Has the company that supplies the bags of mulch in the little garden center sitting on the pallets for the Home Depots in the United States. And here's me, Tori the chiropractor, how they let me in, okay? It's very interesting. It's expansive for the mind. What's my whole point here? My whole point here is we want to be able to look at things like their projects. We want to be able to identify and fix things that need to be fixed. We have procedures in the office, and this little sticking procedure of getting people to continue care if they've gotten behind, we have to have a way to fix that and have a strategy for that. We have to have tactics for that. I look at the boat thing as an example of where we have to have tactics somewhere in my personal life, but it's all chiropractic to me, and all I'm going to talk about because everybody knows me is Tori the chiropractor. I can't go anywhere. I work 365 days a year. I just may do some other stuff during the day that looks like I'm playing, but that's just what I'm doing in between handling emails and helping chiropractors from around the world. Because that's my mission. I'll summarize here. Can you fix your problems? Can you identify them? Make a list and just start going through and fix them. Fix this thing, fix that, fix. And then, of course, as it relates to all of your procedures, from when a patient starts care all the way to when they re-sign to continue care, and you wanting to have them enjoy the benefits of chiropractic care forever, that is the plan. That is your goal, is how can I have a place, have hours there, in other words, space for the practice, and time to operate within that space and serve people. So you have to fix the space and fix your time so you can serve as many people as possible. And use that not only to change the lives of thousands and thousands of people, but also as a result of your loving, caring, and generous service, that's what enables you to create the powerful and exceptional chiropractic life. Tori out!
If you're a chiropractor looking to dominate in practice and in life, learn more at winnersedgeconsulting.com.